Three, four, five, six, seven.
Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Ways and Means meeting at 5:34. First order of business, resolution 385, approving the execution of a contract in excess of 50 entered by the county. Trinity Services Group, Ulster County Sheriff. We held this over for more information. Someone move it, please.
Move.
Second?
Second.
Major Becker, you'd like to speak on?
What's that?
You'd like to speak on this?
So of course Aramark's contract has expired, and Trinity is a company that's pretty much moving through New York State in the corrections field.
Sorry.
And the difference between the two of them was Aramark was, you know, corrections was a small piece of Aramark where they had the stadiums and the bigger venues. Trinity is a corrections-based food service. So I feel, and we've contacted a lot of other agencies around the state, that, you know, they're a better food service for the inmate population because they focus on corrections.
Any questions? Tracy?
So how many vendors responded?
Three.
It was Aramark, Trinity.
Aramark, a company called Summit, and Trinity. And the problem is the food and commissary are combined, so there aren't a lot of companies that can provide both.
And that can I ask a couple questions?
Yep.
That was another question I had. So it looked in here like the cost for staff meals and inmate meals were the same. Is it the same food?
Decreased.
What do you mean?
The price per meal is cheaper.
I think she's saying that the staff and the inmates' meals in the same contract are the same.
Well, why I think they did that, actually, they're going to be providing, for the staff, they're going to be providing two entrees. I think that was their end to get the price lower, and that's why they did that.
Because in the previous contract, the staff meals cost more than the inmate meals. Is it the same food? I mean, I don't see any attached menus. I see some. But do the staff eat the same food that the inmates eat?
No.
It's different.
No, it's different meals, yeah.
It's a different meal. Mm-hmm. And then the percentage, I was trying to make sense because at one point it said something about 18% commissary vending, and then in terms of the commission, and then it went into some kind of calculation that talked about 30%. Are there two different commission rates we're getting, and what are they on, 18% on commissary and 30% on something else?
When the first RFP came through, there was an option for vending machines in the housing units.
Mm-hmm.
We selected to do that option. That's why it changed. The vending machines are 18%, because obviously we're paying for the vending machines through the services.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll get 18% commission on the vending machines. The 28% is on the regular commissary that's ordered through Keith.
I think it's 30 now.
It's dropped to 28.
It's no longer, even though the contract says 30?
Right, there's a revised contract. It's 28 because Keith had to handle some wiring for the vending machines because they're going to have data and electric on them.
Uh-huh.
So Keith's going to handle all the wiring for that.
And so then the 30%, or the 28% on, it says on commissary and secure pack purchases?
Yes.
What are secure pack purchases?
That's where the families on the outside can order packages for the inmates and have them sent in.
Okay.
Through the computer.
And this came up in audit. What's the monies that are realized as a result of these commissions, there was a discussion in audit about how those are designated for rehabilitation. Is that correct? And how is that verified? And is that a legal standard or is that a sheriff policy?
It comes from the Commissioner of Correction.
Okay.
So anything purchased by the inmates from commissary has to go back to the inmate population. So what we basically look at anything on that side of the wall that's for the inmates, we buy it with the commissary mm-hmm. purchases, like the ice machines in the housing units, washers, dryers, TVs, games, the ping pong tables, the basketball court, the basketball hoops, and all that is bought with the commissary money.
And the commissary is not ever used for anything else?
No. Anything that we feel is questionable, like, for instance, the outside work detail, everything on that, including the vehicle, tools, everything, is bought with commissary.
Mm-hmm.
But the commission felt that's an inmate rehabilitation tool because they're getting out there and working, so they approved that those purchases. And then just recently, Ulster Literacy, they couldn't get funding to come in the jail, So they asked us if we could fund it through the commissary, and we called the commission, and they actually approved that for us to fund that for them to come in.
That's pretty good. Mm-hmm.
And the amount of how much?
I think it's somewhere around 10 grand.
Mm-hmm. And you never gave any money back to the general fund, correct? Through the commission?
Through the commissary, no. That all goes right back to the inmate population. Mm-hmm.
And so,
come on, Trish.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been. First of all, this contract looks better to me than the Aramark contract, but I still have many of the same concerns with regard to. And I remember the last time around, I got to see some menus, but even notwithstanding the menus talked about fruit item, and that could mean something other than an actual piece of fruit. It could mean something that was, I don't know, fruit-flavored jello, or I don't remember.
Right. I thought we cleared that up, that there was with the dietitian, there were days they had to have the actual piece of fruit, and there were days they could use fruit juice, and that was specific on the menu, I thought.
It wasn't specific on the menu, and also my conversations over the years with people who have served time in the facility and told me that they, during their stay, that they never had the opportunity to have a piece of fruit conflicted with what I saw on paper. So, you know, I continue to express concern about how we provide healthy meals at this tiny cost. While there's a portion of me that says that's great, you know, we're serving three meals a day for whatever it is, $1.82 a day for all three meals. There's another part of me that says, how can these meals be possibly healthy or even?
Everything goes through the dietitian.
I get it.
I mean, I'm not a food service specialist, but you know, I know for a fact that they do get fruit because mm-hmm. I've seen it.
I'm happy to hear that. Yeah, and I trust you. I believe you.
And listen, I encourage you, come and watch a loading of meals at a mealtime one time and see what they're getting on the tray.
I definitely would like to do that.
You know, the big thing is, we talk about, you know, somebody comes out and says, I didn't get a good meal, I didn't get this. We have no grievances on food in the facility. I mean, we had some problems with Aramark early on. Not that I can remember if we had, like, an institutional problem because of food or, you know, any issues like that. So that's got to say something for the meal that they're getting, that, you know, that there's no problems with it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. And, I mean, I would respectfully ask that we, as a legislature, look at bringing this back in-house again and do a real drill down of what that would actually cost. We know it would mean county jobs. We would create county jobs. And, you know, I'd like to see that played out in a real analysis.
It might be, but... So we've been there, and the cost, for one, we'd have to hire cooks. Mm-hmm. It's your, you know, I did a analysis on it a while ago when you had asked, and just the price of hiring the staff would be $1.18 a meal, and that's not even counting the food.
And you lose bulk purchase of produce and food items and things of that nature that a company who does this as their only thing.
Yeah.
Is going to get.
We'd pay more
is there a single county that does it?
Than Aramark or Trinity would.
I don't know. I know
do
that.
Do you know of any counties that do it? Do you know of any?
Do what?
That any counties do it in-house?
Do it themselves.
The smaller counties.
Just nothing close to
all the bigger counties
that
have
inmates are in the kitchen.
The food service.
Yeah, they get paid like $2 a day to cook.
Where?
In the kitchen.
No, I mean where?
Yeah, the inmates get paid $2 a day.
Yeah. It'd be a good incarceration to workforce program.
That happens now, though.
But they're currently in the kitchen.
Yeah.
That's
correct.
What I'm saying.
With Trinidad, don't inmates work in the kitchen?
They get $2 a day.
Yeah. How many inmates work in the kitchen?
What's that?
How many inmates work? Are they cooking, or what are they? Are they loading trays?
14. They're prep. Mm. They're prep. It's
a company position.
Yeah, I believe it.
Or you have a question?
No, that was my input. Yeah.
Anyone else? Tracy Dunn.
I think so.
Anyone else? Thank you. Any other discussion? If not, roll call. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Anybody against?
I'm going to be against it right now.
Aye.
391, authorizing issue of additional $52,000 bonds for part of the slope stabilization of various county roads. Moved by somebody, please?
I'll move it.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Resolution 393, authorize the issue of additional $315,000 bonds that the county paid to cost the preliminary engineer design for the fire training center.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? I know there's a lot of information being handed out to everybody. Anyone have any questions? Nope. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
New business, old business. Jay, just wanted to give us a quick report regarding the consultants, regarding where we are.
The chairman signed the contract today.
Okay, so it's signed. So in 3 weeks, we should have the report thereabouts.
What's that?
In about 3 weeks, we should have a report.
Yeah, it's 3 weeks or no later than November the 16th, which is the Friday before your November 20th Ways and Means meeting.
Okay. This is the the Eisner Amprin contract.
And there was some discussion to meet with them prior. They felt that they would have. They didn't want to meet with the Ways and Means Committee until they were all completely done with the investigation.
And we're going to circulate the Schedule A of what went out finally. I know there was a draft form. Just because I'd like to see exactly, you know, what we've asked them on. When I asked the question, I was told that it was based on what their proposal was, but I want to make sure that it's.
The only thing that was really altered was we were concerned with liability for what was told to me. And they had to negotiate the liability end that they have because they feel that there might be some litigation after everything's said and done.
We usually have a blanket indemnity clause in all of our contracts, and they wanted their indemnity capped at the amount of $250,000. They wanted it capped at the amount of their contract, and we balked at that, and we capped it at $250,000. That's where we landed, was $250,000. There were also some concerns, you know, back and forth between our attorney, the county attorney's office, their general counsel, a couple of the partners. Mostly about data, where data would be kept, would data be brought off site, would there be remote access, things like that.
And what are the answers to those questions?
There is no remote access. They don't want to take anything off site that they don't have to, but if they have to, they will.
And the Schedule A details all the departments that they're going to be looking at and the flow of their work? How detailed is the Schedule A in terms of...
We kept the Schedule A broad so that they could make those determinations after the interviews. They were specific to, like, go to the departments and conduct interviews, and then they were going to determine based on that what information they needed to drill down. And you will see your Schedule A is a lot longer than you're used to. You all had discussed previously using an engagement letter and a contract kind of simultaneously, but you wanted to sign the engagement letter to try and move forward with your work before the contract, but because the length of time it took to negotiate the contract, a lot of the engagement letter language ended up in Schedule A to kind of meld the two together. So there's some details in there, but they do want to conduct their interviews and then determine their specific places they need to be looking.
Is there going to be a point where they're reporting back to the committee in case the committee has concerns that they have not looked deep enough into one section? So it's like just a go and report back?
I mean, there's still no telling whether certain departments are, you know, it's going to be up to the departments and the elected officials and the, you know, the comptroller or the executive's office about the level of cooperation as it is. So.
But are we going to be hearing back from them even on that subject as to the level of cooperation they're receiving?
I would imagine if they're not receiving cooperation that they'll come and speak with us, yeah.
And who is that they would speak to?
Well, Jay is a contact person. And she can give a, you know, call me and I'll tell the committee what's going on. they would prefer not to deal with the Ways and Means Committee until they're done.
The point of an independent investigation is that it's independent of individual legislators or groups of legislators or a committee. I haven't even spoken with them, and I'm not going to meet with them before they do their work.
Right. I mean, I'm gonna have to look at the Schedule A. I got a copy of a draft, I want to say yesterday, but that's the first that I saw what it is that we put into contractual form that we're asking them to do, which until I actually can drill down on that, and I think it would be the responsibility of every member of this committee to drill down on that to make sure that we're all on the same page of what we're asking them to do. It gives me a little sense of concern that there's like this very broad, okay, just go and kind of let
my
your
understanding
investigation
that we
have
the Ways and Means Committee game and scope of work to perform, and that's inclusive of the contract that they have.
Well, that should be what is in the contract, is what I'm saying.
Well, it should be. I mean, I don't see why it wouldn't be. Jay, you know anything different? I have not seen the contract, so.
Right, but that's I guess what I'm saying is part of the issue, that we need to, we're the committee that directed the work, we should all.
The only issues that I knew that were problem, Nick, you can answer, is the fact that they had liability concerns.
But
the scope of work is what we told them that we would like. That's what they're going to be performing. That's what was told to me during this process.
But when you say when we told them what we would like, who's we?
The
Ways
and Means Committee. What happened with Drew Amber?
Based on the initial request for proposals.
And the discussions that we had, so we could put them all together.
What?
All we did was approve the proposal. We haven't seen a contract.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're going to have to get the contract out today, tomorrow, whatever.
Well, we should. Yeah.
We didn't want to share the contract until it was executed, and we got the copy today from Eisenamper. They overnighted it to us. So.
But I
got to
say that procedurally, I think that's a real problem when this is the committee that took the lead, and that this committee was kept from the process of seeing the contract until it's executed. Once it's executed, there's no comment to be made on the contract itself. An executed contract is a signed, agreed-upon contract. So we get to see what's signed once it's signed. That just makes no sense to me. Like, why? I just don't know why we've been out of this process.
I don't think we were out of the process. I think the fact
you
that
haven't read the contract. You're the chair of the committee. You haven't read the contract. That's what you just
first
said.
First of all, right. I'm the chair of the committee, but I didn't do anything individually. I did it as a committee as a whole.
But okay? Who on this committee has read the contract?
But
other
the thing
than,
is it's,
you read the contract?
No, but what I want to tell you, the execution of the contract is only based upon the RFP that you approve.
Right.
You take the RFP, turn it into a contract, and that's what gets executed. So all you need to find out is whether the RFP that you approved as a committee is what actually became the contract.
Which you normally would want to do before it's executed.
I don't know. We usually look at RFPs and we usually don't look at the contract.
Well,
I mean, our audit committee did the same thing. We looked at the RFPs and we approved a particular auditor based upon their RFP. And then that gets turned into the Schedule A of the contract, but we didn't see the contract before it was executed.
I'll tell you this,
Trace. Because that's the process.
I'll tell you this. We were a lot more involved in the actual creation of this contract because of the sensitive nature of what we're doing here,
and the fact that
you know we're looking to have an independent investigation. So while because the county attorney's office is going to have to defend us in any claims that could arise from the investigation, from the contract, from Eisenamper's work, from our work, you know, we had to involve them in certain portions of it. You know, most of it was done with legislative counsel and legislative staff. But again, you know, it's not something that we would normally be bringing to a committee three or four times to discuss. Well, I like this word. Well, I don't like this word. The things that were in the RFP or are in the contract, if you disagree with it, then you know it hasn't been signed by the purchasing director. We can shred it and try again. But
I mean, my desire is to see this move forward as quickly as possible. But I would like to see the contract.
Yeah.
Nick, you want to say anything?
I have nothing to add.
Anybody else? If you see the contract, there's some concern, bring it to Jay's attention.
I will.
All right.
Do we walk out of here tonight with a copy?
I think so, right? I just want to make sure that we're not... Nick, there's nothing improper about that, right?
I'll take a look at it. It's our form contract. The only, frankly, the major difference in that was negotiated was they wanted a cap on their indemnity obligations, which, as was already stated, the agreement we arrived at was to cap it at $250,000, which does not cap their insurance obligations. Those are as specified in our Schedule C, so they have to carry a full complement of insurance.
We also requested specifically cybersecurity insurance, which they have $2.5 million?
$3 million.
$3 million.
No, we're getting it.
It hasn't come yet, but that's checked off in the Schedule C as a requirement of the contract.
Any other questions? Any other business? Tracy?
So where are we at with the meetings with the departments?
Well, we have a meeting tomorrow at 3 o'clock with the
right. No, but I mean the departments.
We will have them probably the following week or the week thereafter.
No. Have we scheduled a time yet?
No, we have not. We scheduled this one first, and we'll take it from there. Well, we scheduled this one first, then we'll take it from there.
Well, thank you.
Any other questions? If not, a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
556.